The following podcast is for information purposes only and is not suitable for retail investors.
Hello and welcome to your Chat of the Week podcast. Today is Thursday the 16th of March and I'm once again joined by Lorenzo Laposta. Now, Lorenzo, what a week it's been. We've seen the highest levels of bond volatility since the financial crisis. We've seen bank stocks falling across the board and gold is up 6% in a week. What exactly is causing all of this chaos?
Hello, Ben. And as always, thank you very much for having me on this podcast. As you say, it's been quite a busy week for us. It's been very volatile in markets and all started last Friday, really, where we saw the collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank in the United States caused by depositors themselves scrambling to withdraw their deposits from the bank with it not being able to provide enough liquidity. That was due mostly to unrealized losses on the long-dated treasuries they purchased before last year's dramatic rate hikes. Really not a very complicated situation for the bank initially, but then it became a self-realizing prophecy, or how you call it, with investors actually panicking and causing themselves the failure of the bank. Now, SVB itself is not the largest US bank, but it's still in the top 20, so it's significant, and their collapse sent ripples through the market that was already on edge to some extent. So questions are now being asked whether other US banks are going to face the same fate. We have seen some regional banks also scrambling in a similar situation. Investors have now flocked to US treasuries and to gold to assets that typically are seen as safe havens during times of financial uncertainty. So it certainly is an interesting time to be investing in bond markets.
Okay, so according to markets, it's all hands to panic stations. Do you think their reaction is justified?
Well, you know, maybe the initial reaction was a bit of an overreaction. We have seen already markets reverse some of their initial movements and some asset classes return to firm returns. It's maybe a bit early to say specifically, but you know, although SVB was a large US bank, its position was quite unique compared to other banks. They operate in a niche market. They acted as bankers to venture capital-backed technology and life science firms, those that performed so strongly during the pandemic. But then as the tech bubble burst to some extent, SVB suffered alongside these firms as they burned through their deposits to cover the costs. So when rumors began to emerge that the high levels of withdrawals were causing problems to SVB, more and more depositors rushed to get their money out, causing a downward spiral for the bank. So as I said earlier, a self-fulfilling prophecy. No other major bank is in a unique position such as SVB. The others are typically more diversified. And you know, while interest rates have affected the balance sheet of banks, confidence remains thanks to support from the Fed and from the US Treasury.
Okay, so SVB could be considered a unique situation, but it's clear that the lag from the Fed's intense hiking strategy last year is starting to put more stress on the economy. You know, before this, there were signs that the Fed might have to go further still with hikes as the economy showed signs of strength in things like the labor market and inflation. But how do you think the Fed will react to a crisis like this?
Oh, well, yes, certainly this has a complicated situation for the Fed. As you said, a couple of weeks ago, inflation seemed to be showing signs of stickiness. Growth and jobs remained strong. So there was even talks of a 50 bips hike at the upcoming FOMC meeting. But after last week's events, the Fed must now consider whether further hikes will do further damage. You know, some say that the Fed hikes until something breaks. And well, something has broken last week. And inflation, while high, is still on a downward trend overall. And the tightness seen in the labor market is showing signs of rolling over. So we've seen how long the lag is between the Fed's actions and the consequences. So the Fed must really find the balance between making sure inflation is completely suppressed, but also ensuring that catastrophic damage is not done to the economy.
Well, Lorenzo, as always, thank you for the fantastic insights and looking forward to talking next week.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Ben. And I'll see you next week, hopefully in a much calmer environment. Goodbye.
For professional advisors only. The views expressed are those of Momentum Global Investment Management at the time of recording and are subject to change without notice. Momentum Global Investment Management has used all reasonable efforts to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this communication, but we cannot guarantee the reliability, completeness, or accuracy of the content. This podcast is for information purposes only and does not constitute investment advice or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell. Momentum Global Investment Management, company registration number 3733094, has its registered office at the Rex Building, 62 Queen Street, London, EC4R1EB. Momentum Global Investment Management Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority in the United Kingdom, registration number 232357, and is exempt from the requirements of Section 7(1) of the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act 37 of 2002 in South Africa, in terms of the FSCA FAIS Notice 141 of 2021, published on the 15th of December 2021. For complaint relating to Momentum Global Investment Management's financial services, please contact distribution services at momentum.co.uk. Your capital is at risk.